southbound, currently traffic has stopped. Just past Jackson Hospital, we have an overturned vehicle with entrapment. They are there on the scene, but they're having trouble getting the victim out. They have traffic at a standstill, and it is backing up 85 southbound. Go ahead and take an alternate ramp until they can get this moving. Got a second accident, 85 southbound on the ramp to 65 northbound. One-lane traffic there on the right. If you're exiting off of some of our feeder roads trying to go out that way, it's going to be a slow go there as well. And we still have a disabled vehicle on the ramp from 85 southbound to 65 southbound. That's the flyover ramp. Use caution there. All lanes are open. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Sinking technology stocks sent Wall Street lower again. The S&P 500 fell to its fourth straight loss, the index dipping 0.6% for its longest losing streak since early January. Tech stocks slumped after ASML, a Dutch company that's a major supplier to the semiconductor industry, reported weaker orders than analysts expected. That helped overshadow stronger quarterly profit reports than expected from United Airlines, and some other big companies. The Dow was down 45 points to close at 37,753. The NASDAQ lost 181 points to 15,683. The S&P 500 dropped 29 to 5022. New York oil fell $2.67 to $82.69 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000. Overbook value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 finance. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due to finance. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Today is April 17th. Blah, blah, blah day. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. Ding, dang, do. Etc., etc., etc. Have a nice blah, blah, blah day.
The time at the
blah, 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 blah.
Is fine.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is an SRN News special report. I'm Jason Walker. It was over before it really began today. The Senate dismissing all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office, that over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, and ending his trial before arguments even got underway. Senate Democrats argued the article were, quote, unconstitutional. Final first article charged Mayorkas with willful and systemic refusal to comply with immigration law. Yeah. The second article charged him with, quote, a breach of trust. That for saying that the U.S.-Mexico border was secure.
Liar.
This has been an SRN News special report.
Right now.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, damen und herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Chewing it and I suffer to pressure.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Come on, man.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper.
I have no idea.
Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact George Floyd's death did.
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their midst.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Yeah, you stupid
I'm
bastards.
Out of here.
Yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait. We just hope it's 2025 and not 2029. In fact, I'm surprised we haven't found room to have an erection in honor of George Floyd, some statue or something, along with those beautiful EV chargers we're putting in on the west side and the smart bus benches. But what are we doing about crime? That's the issue. And a great turnout last night at the city council meeting, and we're looking to double down on that for the next one. I know we have lives. I know we're busy. But if you're going to live in this city, you have a right to live here and not be afraid. And I know every mayor we've had since I've been here has had their faults. I was way too harsh on Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright's a good man. Didn't agree with everything, but he is a good human being. Todd Strange, I like Todd a lot. And I think politicians, because the media is always trying to, you know, start the next race war. They kind of have to walk a fine line, a balancing act, whatever you want to call it. But when both of those men were mayor of this town, I knew this much. You would be foolish to fudge traffic laws. because there were always police set up at various points around the city checking for speeders, Atlanta Highway. I haven't seen anybody on Atlanta Highway in years. To try and catch people who just don't understand the limit there as you approach Atlanta Highway going westbound is 45 miles an hour, not 80. So I think we all tend to keep an eye on our driving behavior so that we don't get it. But right now, what do you see? You see insanity, snail darters in and out of traffic. People with, we have a noise ordinance in this town, right?
Right.
It's violated constantly. I don't need to be sitting next to a car with something that's vibrating the windows in mine because it's so loud, and I have to be forced to listen to N-words and all kinds of vulgarity. And why do I have to put up with that? Why aren't those people, those are warning signs. So we tend to, and when we drive, we tend to keep in mind that there are laws and we don't want to get a ticket. But why would, who cares now? The only time you see an officer behind a car, it's rare. Somebody I know did get a speeding ticket on Taylor Road, but it wasn't a Montgomery cop. It was a state officer, because that's a state road. So at least there's some enforcement out there. But people are only going to try and get away with their evil plans when they think they have a good chance to get away with it. Have they arrested anybody? Let's check. Let's be fair here. Let's check. Have they arrested anybody in the shooting of the woman on Atlanta Highway?
Last time I checked, no, they were chasing down leads.
I hope. Because one thing I have heard way too many times recently, and people I know have heard way too many times who have had to call the police, there's nothing we can do. When an illegal alien pops out of a house that they're squatting in a nice part of Halcyon and starts firing a weapon into the air and the police do show up, there's nothing we can do? Why is that? Why is that? What do you mean there's nothing we can do? Somebody was endangering an entire neighborhood firing a gun. Well, you know, those bullets come down.
Yeah.
And they can come down right through your head. There's nothing we can do. I'm tired of hearing that. That's almost like our police department motto. Well, there's nothing we can do. Let's talk to Randall. Randall?
Yes, sir.
A couple of minutes here. What's up?
I'm headed to one of your favorite places in Alabama. And only we get to enjoy this type of place. And that's Adams Drug. I headed up here to Diesel to pick up my stuff. But on this, I mean, it's not too early to be thinking like this, but I think what's about to happen, and Greg, help me if I'm here wrong. Maybe I don't know the whole story, but if she was caught in a crossfire, how does the bullets all come from the same way? I mean, that's one thing. All right, just ponder that. And then if the next thing out of that mouth is if y'all turn all the traffic cameras over to us and we'll start policing that way, I don't know if that's an option. I'm asking, like, y'all, are y'all ready for that? Or as a city, and because they got the stuff in place to connect to this and it be a 24-hour white city.
I would think that this would be a relatively, I mean, no crime is easy to solve, but if traffic cameras have license plates and stuff, what's taking so long? There's still no word of any arrest on these situations.
Yeah, I think they're going to let y'all vote when it comes up. I mean, and put it to a vote where y'all let all traffic cameras be turned over to the city and not. They private right now. They're owned by private, so you had to get a warrant and to go in and do all that. They're going to say, do y'all want to turn these over to the city? We'll vote on that the next time voting comes around. And I think that's where we're headed. And we're going to be a police city. And you got, I mean, and everybody's saying it. You're not safe. You think about your safety when you go out. If you're thinking about that, then if you're not doing nothing wrong, they're going to say, well, let's have the traffic camera. But is that what we want? That's kind of like a 9/11 thing. Just happened right here in Montgomery. I hate to say it, but and tell me how she get caught in crossfire, but all the bullets came from the same direction.
Well,
and they only started back when she raised back up.
Yeah, that's what we heard, that she heard the bullets, so she ducked down. And then when she didn't hear them, after a period of time, she raised back up. And when she raised back up, she got hit.
Yes, ma'am. So maybe she just heard other bullets going the other way.
I'm not concerned with traffic cameras being used to solve crimes.
Yes, sir.
Because driving is a privilege, it's not a right. And we're supposed to obey the rules of the road, right? Or if traffic cameras are in a location where they can catch something like what happened on Atlanta Highway, absolutely that stuff should be used to find the people responsible and throw their ass in jail and lose the key.
Yes, sir. I think that's where we're headed. And all Ring doorbells, every camera, all the subdivision cameras.
Randall, why do you think the Ring doorbell is so popular? Because of porch pirates, that's one. The other being able from inside your house to see if there's somebody at your door you don't want there. Maybe a solicitor, maybe somebody that looks like they're up to no good.
Safety.
We have to go out and purchase equipment to enhance our own sense of safety, because if we don't, who's going to do it for us? We don't have enough police to do that.
Yes, sir.
And in my neighborhood, and I love my neighborhood, people look out for each other there. They really do. And my neighborhood is a perfect cross-section of the population of this town.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll see y'all at Bomb Hours, man.
All righty, looking forward to it. All right, Randall tonight at Bomb Hours. It's funny, we can have, no matter what we have going on, if Randall shows up, that's the buzz.
Yeah.
Randall is here. Brad McDonald will not be able to join us this afternoon. I can tell you this, the market was down again. It wasn't that long ago that the Dow had crossed over the 40,000 mark, briefly. It's now down to 37,753. So there's not a lot of confidence in the economy right now. If you are concerned about not only protecting the money you work so hard to make, but growing it towards a specific goal, call 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down and meet Brandt and his incredible team of people at Invista Advisors. I promise you this, nobody's going to try to sell you a financial instrument. It's not about a sales pitch. It's about a chance for you to ask questions and get answers. And if there is a meeting of the minds there, great. But nobody's going to try and compel you to buy something. It's really just a chance to see if there isn't a way where they can help you plan your financial future. And Brandt would be the first to say, if you're not going to call him, call somebody, because we have really, really volatile times in the markets, as you know. And some people are going to get hurt. Don't be one of those people. 387-0094 for Invista Advisors.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Kilroy, we're coming to you after the break.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a dry forecast for now, but changes on the way as we get closer to the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix for Thursday. Then the risk of widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms, much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Got a bunch of accidents. Going to run them down for you real quick. I-85 southbound before Taylor Road. 18-wheeler and another vehicle off on the right side of the road. Be aware they're there. We got folks walking around. On 85 southbound, just past Jackson Hospital near Hall Street, we've got an overturned vehicle. There was an entrapment there. They're working to get the guy out. They were trying to get two lanes open. We believe they have. But they're also talking about possibly diverting traffic at some point. We'll have to wait and see, but you might want to consider going ahead and taking an alternate route while you can. 85 southbound, again, right at the ramp to 65 northbound. We've got an accident there. Right lane is open. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Traffic very busy all over the area. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, I just deployed our state-of-the-art technology to check traffic on 85 southbound because of the wreck at Ann Street. I opened the back door of the building and looked out, and it's very, very slow. So I would avoid 85 southbound for a lot of good reasons. Let's grab a call from Kilroy at 521.
Good afternoon, Greg and Rosie.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
All right. You and Randall's conversation a moment ago just fired me. So Montgomery PD has all this extra money that they're not paying their police force. And what, do they have a budget for 500, less than 300?
Yeah, it's, try and get a straight answer on that. What's going on? Why are we not hiring police?
But why don't we take that money, since they're not going to give them a raise, they're not going to hire more, and give everybody who's a voting citizen in the city of Montgomery a dash cam and a body cam.
And a next of kin card.
And then that way, we could at least know who did this, find the perpetrators. They can't do it again. Because whoever shot Amy Dick is just out there going to do it again.
I can't believe that they have not made any progress in making an arrest in that.
There was one witness who saw the at least one witness, there were probably many, but one came forward and said he saw the vehicles, but the so far mum's the word from the police department.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I understand the police do not have an easy job, and there's a lot of crimes to solve. That's part of the problem, too. So being undermanned and understaffed at a time like this is even worse.
And I think a lot of the good ones have left.
I agree with you. We had this issue back in the aughts, late aughts, when our police were being hired and trained here and then getting hired away by Birmingham and Huntsville and Mobile and other cities because of the lack of support they felt they had here.
And pay.
Yes. So, good point. I like that idea a lot. You're a bright guy, man.
Yes, sir. I'm going to swing by Baumhauer's. Got to say hello to Miss Sally, and I'll say hello to you as well.
I appreciate that. This is the man that put the
Oi
in Kilroy.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
good
you.
Guy. Really Bye-bye. Good guy. All right. We will be speaking with Miss Murray. We're going to divert our attention to movies for a few minutes and talk about some of the stuff. It's like having a wish fairy. Said, well, I have no idea what to be excited about in terms of movies for the summer. Miss Murray got on the job and has a list of Sweet 16 we can look forward to. That's coming up.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of April, 1976, Philadelphia Phillies Mike Schmidt, in four consecutive at-bats, hit four consecutive homers. Have a great April 17th, the greatest day ever.
527 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Susan, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you, Greg and Rosie?
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just wanted to tell you what happened where I work yesterday. A policeman came in, and we were just chatting, and I said, is there any chance they'll find out who shot the lady on Atlanta Highway? And he said, no. And, you know, I got to thinking, I remember a long time ago hearing the phrase, snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
So anybody that knows anything, they're not going to tell it. So, you know, you're right. You don't see a police presence anywhere anymore. There's,
no.
Of course, the motorcycles are gone. And it's just horrible.
It really is. And the only way it changes is if we remind them that we pay their salaries, that you are accountable to us.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know how important that is to them anymore.
Well, that's a good point you make. I mean, it really is, and it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I was born back in the 40s. I've lived in Montgomery all my life, and I remember when we had kind of a peaceful, genteel town, and seemed like people all got along back then, but man, it's a different world now.
It is. And thank you for the call, Susan. That's how I perceived Montgomery when I got here. Peaceful, genteel, nice folks. See it in our businesses, like Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. Nicest people. They know what they're doing. Competence. Customer service. And people teasing me about coming to the South. I said, let me tell you something. If you're on the side of the road with a tire that needs to be fixed, I'd rather be here because rednecks are nice people. They'll come and help you. Down there, they'll probably just steal your spare. So spare me. And by the way, customer service still king at Don Duncan. With three locations to serve you, join the VIP club. Get 10% off all services. Very easy. Visit them on Facebook for more information or stop by any of their three locations on Mount Duncan and Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Somebody had suggested that we go to 5615 on the city council tape.
Yes.
And hear a little bit more. Kind of crunch for time here, but let's get a sneak preview at least.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Montgomery City Council and Mayor Reed, my name is Shannon Inslee, and I stand before you today with a heavy heart. I'm deeply concerned about the escalating levels of violence plaguing our beloved city. Every act of violence inflicts lasting wounds on our community, tearing at the fabric of our society and leaving families shattered. Unfortunately, I know this firsthand. On Sunday, February 19th, 2023, I had a gun pointed at me at 11:27 a.m. at Carter Hill and Vaughan Road.
Whoa.
I went to Publix on Zelda, and while coming back home, I was stopped at the red light at the CVS. A man in a white SUV in front of me got out of his car and pointed a gun this big at me. The passenger of the car also got out. Thankfully, my two children were not with me. I was trapped. There was nothing I could do. I would not have been able to drive myself out of the situation, and my phone was in the back seat of my purse. I held my hands up on the steering wheel like this so they would see that I am not a threat. I didn't move to get my phone out of my purse, so again, they would not think that I was a threat. After the longest minute of my life, those men got back in the SUV and I memorized the license plate. I called 911 and I gave it to the operator as soon as I could safely get away. I sent emails to the mayor, the chief of staff, and my council person. I left two voicemails with the MPD. I heard back from my councilman. Montgomery is the capital of dreams, and that day it was a nightmare. I thought I would never see my family again. They would wonder why I didn't come back from the store, that I would not get to say goodbye to my two sons or my husband. There was nothing I could do but pray that that man would not pull the trigger, and I thank God he did not. And I've lived with, what about next time? And while there has not yet been a next time for me, there has been gun violence for many others whose endings were not mine.
This is incredible. You know, if we had a mayor with balls, he would stand up and say, I feel your pain, and we're going to address this. But we don't have that. Not to mention, I've been getting notes all afternoon from people, and I've heard this too from friends that work at Jackson Hospital. We don't even know a fraction of the gunshot wounds that get treated in this town. Everybody says they hear the caps popping out on the west side, but we're not getting the full story.
Hey, we hear him on Narrow Lane, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bo.
I know. Look what happened with Rich Thomas in his neighborhood. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's not isolated.
All right, we're going to take a break here and talk about summer movies with Miss Murray, our movie maven, coming up in just a moment here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Don't forget Georgia Floors, direct flooring destination since 1969, where Jeff Balanson, halfway through their tenure, became the sales manager and set the template for customer service. And they've boomed over 50 years now by offering the best selection, wholesale pricing, premium installation by authentically talented installers. They save you time and they save you money. Luxury vinyl plank flooring, carpeting by the rolls, mountains of those, room remnants by the hundreds. Tile. Oh, they also sell marble kitchen countertops now and window blinds too. So you can make some major upgrades at home with a little help from the team at Georgia Floors Direct. Dustin and Jonathan and Q. It's great staff over there. Like I said, they'll save you time. They'll save you money. Stop by and see them. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. The roads are a mess. Miss Murray is next.
Got a bunch of accidents. Going to run them down for you real quick. I-85 southbound before Taylor Road. 18-wheeler and another vehicle off on the right side of the road. Be aware they're there. We got folks walking around. On 85 southbound, just past Jackson Hospital near Hall Street, we've got an overturned vehicle. There was an entrapment there. They're working to get the guy out. They were trying to get two lanes open. We believe they have. But they're also talking about possibly diverting traffic at some point. We'll have to wait and see, but you might want to consider going ahead and taking an alternate route while you can. 85 southbound, again, right at the ramp to 65 northbound. We've got an accident there. Right lane is open. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Traffic very busy all over the area. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. An Amber Alert has been issued for 5-year-old Caden Perryman and his 13-year-old sister, Janiza Gunn, who were last seen Monday night in Gibbs Village. Investigators believe Janiza abducted her brother and drove off in a 2011 Chevrolet Equinox. The car was found in Selma Tuesday, but the children are still missing. Tensions were high at Tuesday's Montgomery City Council meeting after a wave of violent incidents swept the city over the weekend. Mayor Stephen Reed acknowledged the shortage in Montgomery's police force in a statement while also stressing community intervention as part of the solution.
Alabama lawmakers on Tuesday advanced legislation that would withhold economic incentive dollars from companies that voluntarily recognize a union without holding a secret ballot election. The measure comes in response to auto manufacturers in the South facing a strong unionization effort. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a dry forecast for now, but changes on the way as we get closer to the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix for Thursday. Then the risk of widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms, much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, and renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at 119 East Main and Prattville. AMS-studios.com or call 730-1268. On the morning show today, I was talking with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott, and I said, I haven't heard any buzz about big blockbuster summer movies. Nobody had an answer. And who comes to our rescue? Our movie maven, Miss Murray. I understand you've got a Sweet 16 list to talk about.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good list. I hadn't actually heard of most of these.
So which ones are jumping out at you as movies that are going to be must-see this summer?
Well, the first one that really stood out is called Hitman by Richard Linklater, and I think I'll definitely see that one. It's a professor, a nerdy professor, who's pretending to be a hitman, and then a woman comes to him and asks him to kill someone for him. So it's kind of got your noir femme fatale thing going on, and it looks like it'll be a really clever and smart movie. And Linklater is a great director.
I like the premise. What else?
A lot of them are remakes that do not need to be remade. Like the fourth Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, I don't even know how many Beverly Hills.
That's like a 40-year-old movie.
I know.
Beverly Hills Cop? No, please,
really
tell
necessary.
Me. Any. They must have given him a big check.
Yeah. A remake of Twister with an S on the end, Twisters. Yeah, no. But there's a new Harry Connick Jr. movie called Find Me Falling that looks pretty good. I like him, and he's a good actor and a good singer, and it's going to be a romantic comeback movie or something like that.
I saw him in concert.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet he's great.
Unfortunately, the outfit he wore took away from his performance. It looked like he put his pajamas on and went to the Fort Lauderdale Performing Arts Center. But there's a movie he was in many years ago called Memphis Belle. He was perfectly cast in a movie from the 40s. So, okay, I'm on board with that. What else is on the list for big summer blockbusters?
There's one called Borderlands, which I think will be kind of universally appealing. It kind of looks like a Guardian of the Galaxy type movie with aliens and sort of a post-apocalyptic feel to it. With Kate Blanchett as the star, Kevin Hart and Jack Black, and Jamie Lee Curtis. So, it's not really my sort of thing, but I think it'll be a big hit.
I took a peek at the list. They're making another Garfield movie. Did you see the first one?
Mm-mm. No, but I scrolled right past that one, but then I went back and saw who's in it. You got Samuel L. Jackson, Chris Pratt, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Does that mean I'm going to hear Garfield the cat say MF-er in a movie? I don't want that.
Well, I didn't see what the rating is, but probably not.
I hope not.
But That's not one I would watch on my own, but I'll watch it with the kids. I think that'll be fun.
I hope you won't think less of me if I make a confession.
Please.
The first Twister, when it came out, I went to see it the day it came out because I have always had a lifelong obsession with weather.
Yeah.
I didn't realize till later, until Rich told me that, and that was in the early days of CGI. Some of it was pretty authentic. But apparently they didn't bother to ask a meteorologist, are we spinning the tornadoes in the right direction? And they weren't.
Oh.
You talk about a colossal screw-up. So,
where are you?
I think we're going to make a major black tie event out of the premiere of Twisters. And Rich Thomas and I have talked about doing like a special event there or something. I mean, Klieg lights, the whole thing right out in front of the theater. We'll make it like real Hollywood. I'll get Jeff Mallinson from Georgia Floors Direct to give us some red carpeting and we'll make a real event out of it.
But good.
It just seems to me that, and thank you. You must have been listening this morning when I mentioned this, that a year ago at this time, everybody was talking about two movies coming out this summer, Barbie and Oppenheimer. And they both, they saved literally the movie business last summer with huge box office.
Well, at least we'll have more choices this year. I'm excited to have this big list.
Yeah, because outside of those two, I don't recall anything else from last summer that was a big deal. So, oh, and Deadpool's coming back, huh?
Yeah, another Deadpool with Wolverine.
Oh.
If you're into that sort of thing, it looks like it'll probably be pretty good. I like Ryan Reynolds and I like Hugh Jackman, so.
Well,
you know, there's one called The Fabulous Four, which is a bunch of aging actresses playing aging bridesmaids, and that just looks a little cringeworthy, but I bet it'll have its own niche audience.
Who's going to be in that?
Bette Midler is the
name. No.
Yeah.
No, I will never in a million years of evolution pay my money to go watch Bette Midler.
She reminds me of Joy Behar.
Yeah.
There is another one that might be a sleeper that is called Bike Riders.
Yeah.
Where it's a good girl falls for a bad biker boy, and he's obsessed with the Marlon Brando movie, The Wild One. So I haven't seen that, but it seems like an interesting premise.
That is an interesting concept. This is what people are looking for. Give us something original and different. But I'm going to be very curious, even though it's about tornadoes, if they can capture the power and the fear that those things instill. I'm coming up, today is the 17th. On the 21st, I will have the anniversary of a tornado I experienced.
Wow.
And that is something that stays with you for the rest of your life, because you talk about fear of God, you're just paralyzed looking at this monster. Looking at the base, watching homes get sucked up into the sky.
Yeah.
This tornado took three city buses and stacked them end to end like a teepee. Or is that politically incorrect to say teepee? Nose to nose to nose on top of a two-story house.
Oh, my God.
That's what they can do. So if it captures that, I might... Well, I'm absolutely going to see that one. But at least you have there's some things in there that sound promising. And, of course, we'll all see when they come out if they deliver on the promise.
Let me throw one more thing in there and make a prediction.
Sure.
I didn't mention it yet, but Kevin Costner has spent 36 years working on this epic American saga called Horizon, and he's putting it out in two long movies this summer, one June 28th and part two is August 16th. And Horizon, it's called, how the West was won and how the Native Americans were, overtaken. So if that doesn't go for the Oscar winner,
Yeah.
Who knows what else they'll come up with.
He's been into that, Jim Rohr, for a while, but I'll just remind everybody listening about one thing about Kevin Costner. When he was at the peak of his stardom, and he's still a star, I'm not diminishing that, but when he was at the peak of his stardom, he talked a movie studio into financing a $200 million disaster called Waterworld that ended up being a huge loss for the studio that made it. I know people that liked it.
I love Waterworld, but I have my own reasons.
Oh, are you going to share those with us, or do we have to?
Well, sure. When I was in Milwaukee, my friends and I would go to this dollar movie theater that was an old, ancient, like, art theater, and it was just an amazing, ornate theater, and we were watching Waterworld, like, all summer, every other day. I mean, we watched it, like, 10 times in a summer. It was ridiculous.
I hate to reference my age, but, like, downtown Chicago, all the theaters were like that. They were amazing. Mm-hmm. And were ornate. They had balconies where you could go, you know, kiss a girl with some privacy. They even had concession stands on both levels.
Yeah.
And red carpeting, you know, going up these long, winding staircases like from Gone with the Wind. Well, at least we have something to look forward to this summer, and thank you for coming to my rescue on this topic today.
Oh, yeah, it was a great subject. Thanks for having me on.
We will look forward to talking with you again on Friday. Same time, okay. Same station. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, we have, Rich and I have talked about this Twisters thing and doing a big special event and getting the, you know, those searchlights out in front of the theater, and we'll make Rich Thomas the center of attention.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Rich Thomas is the only human being that could convince me. I actually watched, there was another one about storm chasers.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad film, and I watched it, but you know who was in it? Alec Baldwin.
Really?
And I managed to watch that without vomiting once.
Now that was a feat.
Of course, he didn't shoot anybody in that movie either.
Right.
I'm glad Rust wasn't on the list, by the way. Who is waiting for us? Papa B.
Hey, Greg and Rosie.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, it's just one thing. When I'm waiting online on the phone, I'm wondering, what in the world am I going to narrow my topic down to? There's so many things to talk about. But before I do, I just want to say, look, I had some work to do, some plumbing work to do, and I called Clark based on your recommendation. And, you know, I patronize people that advertise on this radio station. I cannot say enough nice things about them.
Aren't they amazing?
Excellent, professional, you know, reasonable in price, and, you know, did the job very, very well. And so I was very pleased with the service. So you got some great advertisers.
Am I not right? When you have Clark's personnel in your home, don't you feel like you've already met them? Because they're just...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You know, that is amazing. It's that you said that, but because that's exactly the way I felt. Like, you know, I'm already familiar with these people, you know. So anyway, very good folks. Highly recommend them myself.
Thank you so much.
I haven't heard on this thing about the lady that got shot on the bypass.
Mm-hmm. On Atlanta Highway.
On what? Wait a minute. I thought it was in the car dealerships. But anyway.
Well, that was another shooting. I mean, we're going to have to come up with a program to cover all the shootings. So when you're listening, you'll know which one we're referring to.
Okay, well, the one that got shot just recently. All right, so tell me what the police did. I don't understand. I haven't heard this yet. So the police get there, and what happened? They tried to question her.
They asked her for her name.
Right.
She had a bullet lodged in her. She could not respond. She was dying. And the cop walked away and said, she's not cooperating. What the hell?
You got to be kidding me.
Look,
did he know she was shot?
Probably not.
He couldn't.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
She must have been bleeding. She must have been prone. There must have been some indication.
Yeah.
Because usually when you take a bullet, there's going to be blood and other evidence. Not cooperating. And then they wouldn't give her husband a ride to the hospital. He's in a hysterical state of mind. You don't want somebody like that on the road. And the police take people into custody, and they've got to sit in the back seat of the car. They do that all the time.
All the time.
But they couldn't give a tax-paying citizen a ride when his wife's life is ebbing away before his eyes. That is insane.
That's malpractice.
And he didn't have a vehicle. You know, someone had dropped him off from his work location. So
what? Really?
Yeah, this is...
Oh, my.
Yeah,
he was dependent on somebody else to give him...
This is Operation Cluster, and it's got to stop. We'll be back at the town. Thanks for the call, Papa B. I'm sorry, we're just tight for time at the moment. If I may, what we've talked about a lot today are stressful things. We're living in an increasingly stressful world. We worry about everything, the economy, our safety. It's very hard to let all of that go and enjoy the things, the good things in life, like being with somebody. And guys, two things affect us as we mature above and beyond circumstances we live around. Erectile dysfunction and low testosterone, and denying it, putting it off, being ashamed, that's a total waste of time when you can get it fixed. Nobody wants to go to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health is a clinic that was designed to take care of guys with these issues, which are very common and probably more common now in these stressful times. Did you know that studies now show that men will be more irritable or argumentative before bed so they won't have to worry about failing at intimacy? Shouldn't be that way. Also, men feeling unmotivated, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps seeing unwanted weight gain or loss of muscle mass or a decrease in sex drive, or you're just walking through life in a fog. These are all fixable issues with help from Montgomery Men's Health. Getting that testosterone test is important. At Montgomery Men's Health, the providers will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. You get the test, the result, and a plan. If the numbers are off, a way to fix it. Just $99 for something that can change your life. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that do change lives, and you can get back higher energy and regain the lost you in the gym. Better mental clarity, improve sleep, a faster metabolism, lose weight. Weight can also be a factor with ED. And you should notice an increase in libido as well. You can book the same day that you call. 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or visit MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. This will be our final traffic update. It's a mess out there, especially southbound 85, among other locations.
Well, we have authorities on the scene of an accident at I-85 southbound just before Taylor Road. They're working that one. They are off on the right there. Just watch out for them. Overturned vehicle just past Jackson Hospital on I-85 southbound. Please use caution there. They're getting some traffic moving by the accident, but overall it is a parking lot on 85 southbound. If you're coming in from Perry Hill, you may want to consider taking an alternate route to get over to 65. If you get past that accident, when you get to 85 southbound to the ramp 65 northbound, we've got an accident there. Right lane is open, but traffic moving slow there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're hearing reports of very heavy traffic all over Montgomery still this late. Larry Liva, make sure you got your right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street at Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Hey Biscuits fans, at Riverwalk Stadium, group outings have never been easier. Groups of 20 or more will receive discounts off single game ticket prices and are guaranteed to sit together, whether it's a block of seats or one of our fabulous hospitality areas. Also, be sure to get your group recognized with a scoreboard graphic and a PA announcement. At Riverwalk Stadium, group outings are just butter. Call us today at 323-BALL or visit BiscuitsBaseball.com to book your group outing today.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
April 17th is National Cheese Ball Day. Contrary to popular belief, it's not a day to celebrate the kind of humor heard on this show. Enjoy your cheese balls.
I resemble that. Just check traffic southbound 85 behind the building. Still very, very slow and congested. And to make it worse, I wouldn't want to be the person in that ambulance going down the shoulder of the road. Because nobody's getting the hell out of the way. Unbelievable. Come see us at Baumhauer's.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want. Be who you want. And elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms. Relax in the tranquil spa. Play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
And we are. We're moving immediately to head over to Baumhauer's and we're hoping to some awesome callers. And thanks to those of you who went to that council meeting and spoke up. You are our heroes today. See you in the morning. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 6.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate today dismissing all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House GOP push to remove him from office. That was over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and ending his trial before arguments even began. A new report finds the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency allegedly dragged his heels about returning to the island as wildfires ripped across the island last summer. That comes after a broader communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. Three Russian missiles slamming into a northern Ukrainian city, hitting an apartment building. At least 17 civilians are dead, more than